Oh, good, you're here and right on time. I'm Miss Valerie, and this is my class. You'll be under my supervision the entire time you're here. I understand you filled out the necessary paperwork with Human Resources, so I'm glad that's been taken care of. You understand that you'll be here on site 24/7 for the next 2 weeks? Then you'll be based at home for another two before coming back here, for however long it takes for retraining. What do I mean by retraining? And why is it at the end? Oh dear. You did read the entire employment contract, didn't you? Especially the sections on duties and responsibilities? It seems you might have skimmed and missed a few parts. I see. Well, then, some aspects of your job may come as a bit of a surprise. But be aware that the contract was very specific, and you don't get paid unless you complete the entire session. And in fact, there's a substantial financial penalty if you leave early. Clear? Good. Now, you've been taking the vitamins that were provided? Great, at least you followed the instructions. Have you noticed any side effects? Yes, increased production of urine is one of them. While the program did provide you with a rubber sheet, did you put it on right away? And you have had trouble making it to the toilet on time. Do you always know when you have to go? I was just asking because while we have been talking, the crotch of your pants has gotten quite a bit darker. Don't be embarrassed. That's actually perfect for when I introduce you to the students in a few minutes. Right, you really didn't read up on your position. This is similar to a vocational school, but we focus on training for life skills. This class has 10 young women who want to learn the basics of baby care, from diapering to feeding, bathing, even simple tasks like burping or playing baby games. We used to have a lot of local parents giving us their infants for this class, but we've found a shortage in volunteers recently. And that's where you come in, and why your wet pants are a welcome sight. For the next 6 weeks or so of your employment, you are the class baby. Don't look shocked. It is your own fault. If you walk out of that door, the school will file suit before you even get home. We can't afford to have our time wasted. All right, that's better. We only have a few minutes before the women get here, so I can only go over a few of the basics. From now on, you need to think of yourself as a helpless 6-month-old baby. That means no talking, no walking, and you don't do anything. Not a single thing for yourself. Essentially, you eat, drink, go potty, and let the students use you as a living doll to learn what they need to learn. They have also been instructed that if you exhibit even the slightest adult behavior, you earn a bare bottom spanking. Oh, here they come now. Good morning, class. I can see you're all excited to see that our new baby has arrived. I know they're bigger than most babies, but I assure you, by the time you've changed a few of their stinky diapers or cleaned their spit up enough times, you'll only see them as a small infant. Yes, Ellen, I am aware that they have wet their pants, but no need to giggle since that's what babies do. I hoped you have all watched the videos about diapering because I think that's what we should start with. Let's begin with cloth diapers. Line up next to the changing tables. We're going to learn to fold them in two types of ways, one with more fabric up the front and the second time with a thicker bottom, depending on which baby you'll need to be diapering. April, would you be a dear and put these grown-up clothes in the trash? Taylor, don't forget the lotion and powder. Tasha, put your fingers right here so that you don't prick the baby with the pin. Excellent job, ladies. Did all of you get to diaper both ways? Jackie, why don't you choose a pair of plastic panties for the baby to wear? Disposables are easy, but we'll go over that once they need a change. And I don't think it'll be long. We'll just put this little baby in the playpen while I demonstrate how to prepare a bottle and test it to make sure it's not too hot. Yes, you'll all get a chance. The baby will be getting a full bottle every hour to make sure that there will be enough wet diapers for all of you to get a chance to change them today. Now, put a few drops of warm milk right at the corner of baby's mouth and let them find the nipple. Mm-hmm, just like that. Your baby may signal that they have had enough by refusing to suckle. But this baby won't be doing that, so you'll all get to have a turn. All right, back in the playpen while we discuss pureed foods for newborns. Ladies, I think we need to stop where we are for a few minutes. One thing that you'll learn is babies often make a mess about half an hour after a feeding. Stop making faces, Tasha. It's perfectly normal. In fact, you can get the first dirty diaper change. As the week goes on, we'll let the babies sit in their filth a little bit longer while we conduct class. Babies don't mind their mess. It's mostly parents who can't tolerate the smell. By the end of today, you won't even notice it until you come back in the morning. That being said, there's nothing wrong with opening a window. All right, Tasha, come here. Be careful pulling that diaper back. Now use the clean part to wipe up most of the mess. And lots of wipes. Now you know why most parents use disposables. I wasn't expecting a present from baby this early. April, you can tape on the new one. Great day today, class. I'll see you all tomorrow. Emma, you're up tonight, so go get some dinner and be back here by 6:30 sharp. Tomorrow we will go over bathing basics, dressing, rectal temperature taking, and you'll each get time to play one-on-one with baby. Now that wasn't so bad, was it? Oh, don't give me that look. And keep that binky in your mouth. 13 more days of class instruction here, with one or more of the students watching you overnight. Once you're home, pairs of girls will take turns on their own with you, but I'll be on speed dial. Your apartment has already been furnished with all the equipment and supplies any baby would need. That's when you'll come back for the retraining you asked about earlier. I'm afraid the vitamins that you're taking are also dissolved in your formula, and they may take away all control of your bodily functions, and we're not sure when you'll get them back. So the last section of class deals with potty training. The girls will learn the frustrations of having a baby who can sit on the potty chair for 30 minutes with no results, and then pee on the floor as soon as they're taken off. Or with a baby who fills their training panties just after getting cleaned. Or the one who embarrasses them by soaking their pants in front of their friends or at the store. With persistence, I'm sure. Well, we're hopeful anyway that you will regain control over the last 2 weeks. And that's as long as we'll pay you. If you're still not trained, don't worry. We'll supply you with 2 dozen pairs of cotton training panties and 3 months' worth of diapers free of charge. And if you're lucky, one of the students will agree to continue your training for however long it takes. Now here comes Taylor. Just in time to learn how to puree broccoli, peas, and spinach. I hope you're hungry.